In the book of Galatians, the first chapter, it reads, Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me. Galatians begins with a simple statement. Paul, an apostle, not from man, but from God. Then I'm going to jump down to the 11th verse. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached by me is not according to man. The gospel that we preach is not according to man, but according to God. I'm going to also read a few other scriptures. I'm going to actually jump back into the Old Testament. Bless you. In the book of Jeremiah. That's beautiful, wasn't it? Just a little cute little sneeze. I like it. In the book of Jeremiah, in the 20th chapter, excuse me, and I'm going to start reading in the 11th verse, and I'm going to read some scripture, and I'm going to talk about contrast and perspective. Jeremiah, that wonderful, wonderful proclaimer of the truth in the Old Testament. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. But, O Lord of hosts, you who test the righteous and see the mind and heart. Think about that as Rich was praying this morning. Let me see your vengeance on them, for I have pleaded my cause before you. In the 13th verse it reads, sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the poor from the hands of the evildoers. Strong, strong truth by a man of God. But then I want you to read something that is very fascinating to me. I want you to read the 14th verse. Cursed be the day in which I was born. Whoa. Let the day not be blessed in which my mother bore me. Let the man be cursed who brought news to my father, saying, a male child has been born to you, making him very glad. Boy, that's strange. Isn't that strange? This writer in four verses is proclaiming how great God is, how wonderful God is, how God has seen him and will see him through all these things. Then he turns around and in the next verse says, cursed be the day in which I was born. Let the day not be blessed in which my mother bore me. Let the man be cursed who brought news to my father, saying, a male child has been born to you. Heavenly Father, add a blessing under the reading of your word today. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus and all God's people. Amen, amen, amen. There was a little problem in paradise. A great leader of God, one who God had revealed so much truth to and had called him to proclaim the truth to people. And here in these four verses we read how he'd stood and proclaimed and done that. And then turns right around and makes a statement which will make you scratch your head. Curse the day that I was born. There was a problem, a problem. So many times in our life we go through things and things are going well and we're just peach cream and it's all just, oh, it's so nice, 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 nice. And then things that will happen that will make you question. Within your heart of hearts, you go, God, I just simply don't understand. Just doesn't make sense to me. and you wrestle within your heart with God. And then the problem is you start feeling so guilty about it. I shouldn't blame. I shouldn't question. But here I read in my Bible where this great man of God was questioning why God had even allowed him to be born. We can kind of conclude that he was having a bad day. Wouldn't you say so? I mean, I know sometimes that I have a bad day. This morning I was getting up and, oh, the knees and the back. Oh. Come on, you know where I've been. I got out of that bed very, very slowly. I gained an hour of sleep. If they change the clocks another 5 or 6 times this week, I might catch up. I was tired. What had I done yesterday? I traveled. I'd been to my parents, headed down on Friday. On Saturday, got up and took my little Daniel Boone muzzleloader over my shoulder, and off to the mountain I went. And there before me was a place called Mill Mountain. It's in Bath County. Dave, shake your head. Yeah, he's shaking his head. I know it well. And Dave, when you look up, it's a tall mountain, isn't it? Tall mountain. And there is no reason that anybody with a, as they would say, with a lick of sense. You ever heard that? With a lick of sense. Should decide that, well, I think I'll just climb that mountain today. And that's what I did. Beautiful morning, up the side of that mountain I went and got all the way to the top, looked off, and let me tell you, it was absolutely gorgeous. Sun was shining down in the southwestern part of the state, and oh, it was absolutely so beautiful. And there I was looking after all that, and you can see through all the farms, and things were just so green, beautiful, all the colors of fall, how gorgeous, how beautiful. And then the realization came to me, I must go back down the mountain. No elevators, no helicopters, no freeway. And so slowly, slowly, and you know how sometimes when your knees and your legs have been bothering you a little bit, sometimes it's not so difficult going up, but boy, you can have a lot of problems kind of going down, you know. So then I wake up this morning, oh, I got Brother Gene praying for me. And I still think he should add into the mental part, because I was the one that made that choice to go up that mountain. Realizing after I went up there, I was going to have to come back down, and I would probably be hurting because of it. And I should know better. Have any of you ever come to the realization, that little light bulb goes off in your head, that I should know better? The night before, I'd just gotten up from a table. Mom had made a large thing of cornbread called a pone. If you don't know what a pone is, shame on you. And with it, beans were on the stove. Man, we had cornbread and beans. Oh! And as I'm sitting there looking forward to this wonderful meal, and to me, you can invite me down to Morton's or Ruth Chris somewhere, or you can offer me Mom's homemade cornbread, and I will pick those cornbread and beans. I think it's delicious. And I sit down, looked across my mother, and she says, this is going to kill me. I said, what do you mean it's going to kill? I know when I eat these things, they just tear me up. She is saying that as she is filling her bowl. Come on. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Can anybody say, I know that it's going to hurt me, but I'm going to do it anyway. Never happens. Oh, you wise ones of yous, you never do that. Good. Well, though, you can just go like this and go la-la the whole time I'm preaching, because it's not going to apply to you. But you know, there are things in our lives that happen that we kind of know better, but we want to do them anyway. Now, here's a great man of God standing, proclaiming the truth, and then turning around and making a statement. Cursed be the day that I was born. This man is a great man. Those of you who've been around Sunday school for a long time, I always remember Jeremiah, and they would tell me that Jeremiah 33:3, I believe it is God's phone number. Everybody ever heard that? Somebody out there turn to it. Jeremiah 33:3. Hope I got it right. Well, it's been a long time since I've been in Sunday school. Starts something like, "Call unto me." That ring a bell? And I will do what? And what else? Good, I can almost hear you. Say it out loud. Call upon me, and I will do what? And I will answer. And I'm going to show you what? Great and mighty things. See, you didn't know God's phone number until you got to church this morning. Call up Jeremiah 33:3. Call, call, call. He is going to hear our call, and he is going to show us great and mighty things. How can this same writer write earlier in the same book saying, "Cursed be the day which I was born"? He was having a bad day. And let that man be like the cities which the Lord overthrew and did not relent. Let them hear the cry in the morning, the shouting at noon. Jeremiah, in his writings, he talks about all the things that he was going through. But praise be God, he was going through them for the glory of God, not his own. Having a difficult day? Yes. Wrestling with God over the things that was going on in his life? Yes. Yes. But still strong in his faith of who God is. Then I fast forward over to the New Testament. The Apostle Paul who... Let me slide over here to it. An apostle, not from men. An apostle because God himself chose Paul. Didn't have an election. Didn't have a committee meeting. Didn't vote upon it. God said, this man is going to serve me. The book of Galatians, down the 11th verse, first chapter. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. I believe that we should study. I believe that we should do the best that we can to learn everything we can and apply what we learn from God's Word to our lives. But at the same time, we have to be clued in to the Spirit of a living God who tells us within our hearts, who leads us, who brings comfort. I heard every one of those stories this week, and you know, and I don't know where you're at when the storm was happening on Monday night. I know so many of us were concerned because last Sunday we were here and we're downstairs and we're having a wonderful meal and we're celebrating folks that want to join the church, and I don't know when it's been more beautiful here at Mount Calvary, when we've had a better meal and a wonderful time of fellowship, and then we're all preparing for could be 60, 70 mile an hour winds, the forecast. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. Could anywhere from 4, 6, 8, as much as 8 inches, 10 inches, 12, all these things could happen. Monday night after the storm got kind of going and the winds were blowing a little bit like that, and I took care of a few leaks over there where I work at, I went and knocked on somebody's door. Old Brother Rich comes to the door. Come on in. Come on in. What do you care for? How about a cup of coffee? Oh, cup of coffee. I can make cup of coffee. It's not Don Hartzell quality, but I can make it. Because he's got a little machine before he makes his coffee. Zzz, thing. It takes those beans and makes them. It's fresh. It's good. He said, you look hungry. Said that being nice. If you look at me, you look like, you think I don't look like I'm hungry. It's true. Chicken fingers, delicious. Wonderful. And homemade potato salad. Not the store-bought kind. Miss Robin, that was for you. Not the store-bought kind, homemade potato salad. I love it. And we sat back, and just before we began to eat, I said, Brother Rich, pray. He said, God, watch over all these children of yours. Not only bless this food to our bodies, but we give you thanks for what you have given us. And that was just kind of a special moment. Because we're very concerned. We're all worried. Why? One of the fellows that I work with, it came in and says, in his broken English, and he says, I don't understand. Big storm coming. I paid my taxes. And I had to sit there and laugh. That makes sense to me. It may not make sense to you, but it makes sense to me. But God saw us through the storm. It's okay if we question. It's okay if we have things that we simply don't understand and we call out to God. My God is a living, breathing God. He is one who hears. He is one who hears and wants to show me great and wonderful and mighty things. But I got to talk to him. I have to be real with him. I have to let him know what is going on within my mind, and even more importantly, what is going on within my heart. The questions that we have. And you know, you see these things and you just, and I hope that you supported, hope you got on the text and sent the $10 to the Red. I think it's beautiful. I think it's way that, how many of the raise? I heard something like $23 million from, I'm sorry, what was that? The total was 23. They didn't run the banking account by me, but I know there was, that the total from their, from the benefit concert was over $23 million, was still growing. Why? Because we have a generous nation. And we have a nation, when they see a need, they just jump right in the middle of it. If you were here at Mount Calvary Community Church last Sunday and you didn't have a little tear when little Stephanie got up front and talked about a simple little check that went over to buy books for those that are kind of cast off in D.C., your heart was moved. I don't understand how, and if you'd run it by me and you'd say, now, I'll tell you what, Charlie, I'm going to let you write a letter, and we're going to put it in a very special place. We're going to read it, and it's going to move people. And if you put that challenge before me, I don't think that I would start out and write a few good things and then say, well, also, I question the day that I was born. I don't think I'd put that in there. But God didn't ask me before he wrote his word. And there are people who are going to struggle. There are people who are going to have challenges. Within their hearts, within their minds, they're going to question God. But that doesn't change God. Just because you question, that doesn't change who God is. He is still the one wanting the best for you. Although during that time and in the midst of it, it's hard for us to kind of see sometimes. I was impressed when I got the picture from Kathy, and I could tell that tree right through the roof. And I, in my mind, I was going, boy, I bet you that's the new remodeled bathroom. And I didn't have the heart to text back and say, is that your new remodeled bathroom? I didn't have the heart to do that. building, I said, I hope everybody's okay. Challenges we have within our lives. People excited about stuff. They're excited about election. Well, I think there is one this week. Somebody told me. But I tell you one thing. The more that you're around God, and the more that you're around God's people, you will learn a little perspective on things. I'll finish with this. The first leak I went to in the building, and this taught me a little lesson. We have these large roofs over the buildings that I manage, and they're big old rubber roof. Oh, it's 145 foot long, and it's, oh, good 70, 80 foot wide. And when it rains, they get a lot of water on them. Wind caught it just right, made a little tear, and the water off this roof started to come down through somebody's unit. Into the closet, and coming down fast enough that went through that unit into the unit below. When I rolled in there about 6, I said, uh-oh, here we go. Got a tarp out, put a big trash can down, and we caught most of the water. And the person there says, well, you know, this is a pretty bad storm. I guess we'll have this occasionally. Person down below said, that's okay. I've got towels down. I'm taking care of it. Then the second leak I went to, if it leaked for 3 days, it would not have filled up that little water bottle. And that person was just beside themselves. That's a true story. They were just beside of themselves about how this could be leaking. And said, well, do you think you can go out there and fix it tonight? I said, no, I don't think so. I think we're going to let it stop raining. And actually, we're even going to let the sun come out and let's start to dry things up. And I was amazed at me about how our perception of what is going on in our lives makes such a difference. You have things that you deal with in your life that I don't even know about. I have no clue what you're going through, but God does. And He wants you to stay strong in faith in Him. He wants you to be of good courage, knowing that everything that happens in the life of a believer still works together for the good. Although it's hard to see sometimes when you're in the midst of it. I think today is a beautiful day to have communion, don't you? If there's ever a Sunday that we can kind of look back on the week and all the things that have gone on and just say, God, thank you. Thank you for loving us. I know there are many questions. I know there are many concerns. But as Rich spoke about in the prayer, as we sung about when Miss Gidi played that song, Jesus Walked This Lonesome Valley, as the choir stood in front of you and sang, beginning the service off with a wonderful hymn of the church by Bill Gaither, Because He Lives. I come to church to feel good about Him, not about me. I can tell you all the stuff about me. Ooh, you'd have to change the clock another few hours. But I come to church to feel good about Him. For even though the things that I have done, the choices that I have made, He still loves me. He still sent His Son to die for me upon a cross. And He still offers me salvation. I love it. If you didn't hear anything out of me, you better hear Miss Geisler when she says amen. Because it means something. It means something. I love communion. It's kind of funny, over the years at Mount Calvary, we have a lot of laughter. And I believe humor is a beautiful thing. I really do. It allows us to kind of allows our skin to become a little thicker when it needs to be. allows us to put things in perspective. But it just seems that over the years, and as we're together more and we grow closer to each other and closer to God, communion is even more special. Now, that's not very biblical, because it's the same communion that I've been taking for years and years. But you know what? It seems like each time I take it, it means a little bit more to me. I don't understand it. I don't understand why God would do it, but I know He did. And I'm just more thankful than I've ever been of what He did for me. Now, as you wrestle, as you question, begin with thanks unto God. And trust me, He'll make a way till the storm passes by. Amen.